My dear Anna, you have often asked me to tell you what the world used to be like. You could never understand why I always refused to and why it made me angry. But today I've decided to write you this letter so that finally you would know why. As I was growing up and living my adult life, the world was a wonderful place. We had more than enough to eat and drink, the most delicious things you can imagine. Bananas, strawberries, chocolate, lemonade, and coffee. The countryside was fantastic. Meadows and forests everywhere with all kinds of animals such as large birds or tiny beetles. Every summer we would fly off on holiday to Spain, Thailand, or another sunny destination. And in winter we all went skiing in the mountains in our beautiful Alps. Back home over the Christmas period, all the towns and cities would be illuminated with thousands of little lights, shining and sparkling. At home, the heating was always on, of course. You could leave your thick jumper outside, and if you were ever cold, all you had to do was take a hot bath. So perhaps now you understand why I never wanted to tell you about it. With our lifestyles back then, we managed to destroy your world. You've never known fruit, chocolate, and coffee. Where on earth could you cultivate such things nowadays with all the pollution and contamination? Even drinking lemonade is unthinkable. You're just happy when there's enough drinking water around. The only animals you've ever known are those in a few zoos that are left. During the holidays, you never travel to where it's warm. There's no oil left, air travel doesn't exist anymore, and anyway, it's roasting hot here in summer. As for skiing in the Alps, that's unconceivable. Where would you get the snow from? There's not even any artificial snow left, now that water is so scarce. When it comes to bright lights at Christmas, you don't think of mulled wine, but of the next accident at a nuclear power plant. And there's no need to heat your home in the winter either. Global warming has taken care of that. So I have to apologize to you. My generation destroyed your world. I can see that now. But it's too late. I can only ask you to forgive me. We should have stood up and taken action and put a stop to all the destruction. Your grandma.